Part one. Lolita. Light of my life. Fire of my loins. My sin. My soul. Lolita. The tip of the tongue taking a trip. Taking a trip of three steps down the palate to tap at three on the teeth. Lolita. As she was low, playing low in the morning. Standing 4 feet 10 in one sock. She was Lola in slacks. She was Dolly at school. She was Dolores on the dotted line, but in my arms she was always Lolita. Did she have a precursor? She did, and indeed she did. In point of fact, there might have been no Lolita at all had I not loved one summer a certain initial girl child. In a princedom by the sea. Oh, when? About as many years. About as many years before Lolita was born as my age was that summer. You can always count on a murderer for her fancy prose style. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, exhibit number one, is what the seraphs, the misinformed, simple, noble-winged seraphs envied. God. Look at this tangle of thorns. Oh, look. Oh, my God. I was born in 1910 in Paris. God. My father was a gentle, easygoing person. God. A salad of racial genes, a Swiss citizen of mixed French and Austrian descent with a dash of the Danube in his veins. I'm going to pass around in a minute some lovely glossy blue picture postcards he owned. Oh, God, I want to come. He owned a luxurious hotel on the Riviera. Grandfathers had sold wine, jewels, and silk, respectively, at 30. He married an English girl. Oh, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Fuck. Oh my God, I lost my place. At 30, he married an English girl, daughter of Jerome Dunn, the alpinist, and granddaughter of two Dorset Parsons, experts in obscure subjects, paleopathology and Aeolian harps, respectively. Oh, fuck. Fuck. God, I want to come so bad it hurts. Oh, my God. My very photogenic mother died in a freak accident, picnic like lightning, when I was 3, and save her pocket of warmth. Fuck, 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 God, oh God, I can't, God, I gotta stop for a little bit. I've been fucking edging for the last hour. Oh my God, oh my God, oh fuck.